Ice House Radio presents The Unexpected Theory, Northern California. The Unexpected Theory is an audio service brought to you by Icon Committee Entertainment. Some rights reserved under Creative Commons license.
Yo, what's good, everybody? It's your girl, Lynn Blaze, and welcome to The Unexpected Theory, where you can expect the unexpected. Each week, we'll discuss all things pertaining to life, adulting, and self-awareness while celebrating our small victories along the way. So, without further ado, I'd like to welcome you to The Unexpected Theory.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Blaze, bring the heat.
Make the next nobody, I'm the first in place.
Mix it non-stop.
Non-stop.
Tearing up the joint live.
Today's session is catered and dedicated to vulnerability. So the question is, just how naked are you really willing to get? And no, I'm not talking about this kind of naked.
Baby, turn the lights on, let's get naked.
Ooh, come on.
Nah, not that. I'm talking about deep diving into yourself, kind of naked. The kind of naked where you have to give yourself that self-talk, whether it's self-love or self-real talk. You know, all of it is being real with yourself. So, how naked are you willing to get? I guess that's a question for you to answer, right? Well, let's just go ahead and dig in. Okay, so the million-dollar question. What do you see when you look at yourself in the mirror? Do you see a person who is marvelous, created, loved, chosen, full of potential, and who has a great destiny? Now, when I was really starting to think about what I wanted to do with tonight's session and how I wanted to roll it out, I came across a few different things. And one of them was the principle of mirror work. And when I mean mirror work, I don't mean that in a narcissistic way or a conceited way. What I mean is being aware and self-aware. So the principle of mirror work invites us to be aware that we must see value in ourselves if we want to add value to ourselves. Now, when I was doing some research on, you know, how I would actually approach this and what would be the best way to go about talking about this and, you know, all of that jazz, I came across an author and keynote speaker. His name is Dennis Waitley, where he explained the principle and of the principle of mirror work, that is, in just these short few words. He says, personal development is the belief that you are worth the effort, time, and energy needed to develop yourself. And then when you think about yourself in both not just the personal, So when you think about yourself not just in the personal aspect, but also in the professional, it really, you know, rings true. So another question came to mind was, so why is it so difficult for so many people to grow both, you know, spiritually, personally, as well as professionally? Is it that we, you know, undervaluate who and what we truly are? And I guess individually, that's a question that we would all have to ask ourselves, right? Like, when we talk about looking in the mirror, how do you feel about it? Are you casual with it to the point where you just glance at yourself to make sure that you're presentable enough before leaving the house? Or are you all about the hype? Or do you kind of fall in between that borderline of narcissism? And now that just brings me to quite of an interesting point of turn right here. So witness my pivot as we go about this, okay? So I learned something new. And while constructing tonight's session, did you know that narcissism actually stems from the story of Narcissus? Mayani, come on. Sorry, y'all. That's my daughter in the background. Can't get away from her. So did you know that narcissism actually stems from the story of Narcissus, who in Greek mythology was so enamored by his own reflection in the water that he couldn't look at anything else? So that's how it kind of started, right? Now, how it ends is this. Narcissus died due to not being able to tear away from his own reflection. And I mean, I'm sorry. It's funny, but it's not funny. It just is what it is, really. So that's my interpretation of it that I kind of drew out from, you know, reading a small script of the story, was that it was a warning of not having to over preoccupy yourself with yourself and the lure of the vain ego. So I proposed another way to look at the story. Now, what if we look in the mirror and not be so absorbed by our own reflection, but of our essence? Now, what if instead of focusing on the details, the finer details of, let's just say, for instance, our hair texture, the acne on our faces, the size of our nose and lips, and really to start looking more deeply into the gates of our souls, you know, like the eyes? After all, when connecting with people, you don't look everywhere else, right? You look them in the eyes. I mean, unless you're afraid, of course, but who's really going to like admit that they're afraid? But, you know, as I read more and more into the study, I started to find out that mirror work is and can be a total game changer if you let it. They say mirror work can help you become more connected to the soul that lies within you. But of course, you have to be careful because I don't know if there's anyone out there that has actually like really stared themselves down in the mirror or really had took the time to be attentive to see themselves in the mirror while looking at them at their eyes. But it really does something to you. I mean, for me, while I was trying to do this for the last week, something weird happened. It's kind of hard to explain, but for the most part, how can I explain this? It's that part of you that stays constant, even when you wake up and notice that extra belly fat or that you have less hair on the top of your head than you did last year. And I mean, looking at yourself in the eyes sometimes, here's what happened to me. I just started to appreciate my being. My being and the fact that I'm still here. The fact that I'm living and a breathing entity. The fact that you, like other forms of life, have a right to be here and a right to take up space in the world. So in essence, I'm sure that that's pretty much the power of mirror work, right? Because at the end of the day, it's not who you're looking at, it's how you look at them. And one of the things that kind of stood out to me was that I noticed that I had a difficulty in looking into myself. It was difficult. It was difficult looking at myself as intently and innately as I had to while trying to, you know, do this challenge. But while doing more research and, you know, mirror work, and I learned something. And one of the reasons that I feel now looking into myself, a lot of people fail to grow and reach their potential is because of low self-esteem. People just don't see the possibilities that, you know, God has put in them. And that's really why I enjoy investing my time in adding value to other people and helping them, you know, as little as it may be. If we have difficulty seeing value in ourselves, we will not have the determination or the perseverance to invest the necessary time and effort to grow and reach our full potential. For low self-esteem puts a ceiling on our potential, and people are never able to outperform their self-image. I mean, it just is what it is at this point. So I came up with 10 things to help me build my self-image. So the first one was guarding my self-talk, where I can be my worst enemy a lot of the times. So I realized that I do have a tendency to, you know, encourage others before encouraging myself. Like, I criticize and put myself down. And every time I make a mistake, I'm encouraging myself to use it as an opportunity to learn and grow and do better the next time. The second thing that I decided to do was to stop comparing myself to other people. Because at the end of the day, the only person I should be comparing myself to is myself. Because our goals, my goal, I can only speak for myself. My goal is to become better and become a better me every day. And that's to become better today than I was yesterday. So number three was moving beyond my limited beliefs. I used to work security for Charles Schwab in San Francisco, and there was a quote that would always appear on the television screen behind me, and it said, when a man has put a limit on what he will do, he has put a limit on what he can do. And I love this phrase that I saw in, I think it was like one of the groups that I'm in on Facebook. And it says, because you are more than you think. And again, that just caters towards my self-talk, right? That self and that inner dialogue that we have, right? So the fourth thing would be add value to others. Because again, I've noticed that with myself, it's difficult to feel bad about myself when I'm doing something good for someone else. It makes me feel awesome. I feel like with every deed and every compliment and every, you know, resolution that I come up with for someone else, it's adding value to myself. So number five would be doing the right thing, even if it's the harder thing. For one of the best ways to build self-esteem is to do what's right. And six, practice a small discipline daily in a specific area of my life. I'm still trying to work that one out, but in essence, I guess my daily discipline right now is identifying my leadership principles and, you know, from that, writing a few sentences of what these principles mean for me and what they mean to me. Number seven is what we here at the Unexpected Theory, you know, go for at all times. And that's celebrating the small victories. There are sufficient difficult challenges in a daily basis that it's really important to encourage and inspire ourselves by celebrating those small wins and those small victories along the way, because we go through so much shit on a daily basis. Sometimes you got to just take the win, right? Take it. Just take it. And then number eight would be embrace a positive vision for myself based on what I value. So I'm learning that if I tap into what I value, it can and will inspire me to take tangible actions towards the accomplishments of my God-given destiny. And then nine, practice the one word strategy. And this one I seen come up a lot. I want to say a few of these challenges I've been seeing were either on Pinterest or in a Facebook group that I'm a part of. And it's, you know, if you had to pick only one word to describe yourself, what would it be? I can't even think of anything. Honestly, and I'm still trying to wrap my head around what that one word would be. So I want to say, like, maybe at one, you know, once every other day or once a week, taking that new challenge on. And then finally, 10 is taking responsibility for my life, because I do realize that if I don't have a plan and a purpose for my life, then I'll continue to become part of someone else's. And God's plan is my plan. So I'm trying to be diligent. I'm trying to listen. I'm trying to be mindful, but it all stems and it all comes from being self-aware. So I want to take this, you know, opportunity to remind you guys that you have tremendous value. You have been marvelously created, loved, chosen, empowered to be the salt of the earth and the light of the world. And you are a change agent in whom it's worth investing in. And I discovered that if I understand my identity, then I am propelled into the destiny that God has prepared for me, which is way beyond my imagination of my wildest dreams. And the only thing that we could do is take it day by day. So to answer the question for tonight, what do you see when you look at yourself in the mirror, and Blaze? And well, I see a woman that's well deserving of the position that she is in. I see a woman that is now in the position to open doors to the young her generation of communicators with something substantial to say, regardless to how heavy or how light it may be. Because ultimately, one person's success has nothing to do with mine, and one person's success has nothing to do with yours. Just as one person's grind has nothing to do with yours, or one person's grind has nothing to do with mine. So instead of frowning and downing, I'm choosing to uplift. I'm choosing to enlighten, and I'm choosing to create commentary for the world that says, hey, we as a people should big each other up, uplift one another, because ultimately when we band together, we're much, much stronger. Period. So, with all that being said, tonight's session is quite short. You guys know I never really keep y'all for too long, but to close out the show, I want to say thank you for tuning in, for tapping in with me. Don't forget to go ahead and subscribe to the podcast on both the website tutradio.com as well as Apple and Google Podcasts. And of course, share, like, and comment with all your people, and follow me on all things One Unexpected Theory on Instagram and Facebook. And listen, stay connected with me as I stay connected with you. And tap in every Friday at 9 p.m. on The Unexpected Theory. And I'll see you back right here every Friday at 9 p.m. on TUTRadio.com as well as Apple and Google Podcasts. Hey, amen. I love y'all. Just make sure that you stay great. Can you hear it?